Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest at Coverings 2013 in Atlanta, Georgia, is Donato Grosser, who is a consultant to the Italian Ceramics Association, of which ceramic tile is a big part of. Donato, how you doing?
I'm doing very fine and very pleased and happy to meet you this year in Atlanta.
That's right. This is an annual event for us. Most people know that you make your headquarters in New York, and you keep your finger on the pulse of the tile market. Focused mostly on Italian, but you do understand a lot about the consumption of tile here in the U.S., and I know you're giving a presentation on Wednesday morning talking about how the housing market recovery has affected the consumption of tile. Tell us a little bit about what you've learned there.
After 3-4 years of very low level of construction, finally there is a scarcity of housing in the United States, so the builders start building again, and housing starts went over the million mark a couple of months ago. So now with so much housing being built now, everything that a house needs sells more. So you have more furniture, more refrigerators, more paints, more flooring, more ceramic tile. So this is a very good signal for the ceramic tile market, because there is a very close correlation between new constructions and sales of flooring and sale of ceramic tile. Every house needs flooring. Every kitchen and bathroom and other needs can use ceramic tile. So with this great increase in new construction, we hope that this year that the market of ceramic tile will be well over 10%.
You were telling me right before the interview that it could be even better than that. So it's definitely going to be double digit though, right?
Yeah, definitely going to be double digit. And if things go real well, we could have close to between 12 and 14% per year.
You know, flooring goes into housing in two different ways. It goes in a replacement situation, and it goes in a new construction situation. And generally, for ceramic, you see a little bit more movement in the new construction area, don't you?
Yeah, new construction is crucial. And every new construction uses today some type of ceramic tile in some place.
Yeah. And traditionally, it's been in kitchens and baths, but you're seeing tile going into many other places in the home now, aren't you?
Really, kitchen and bath is a standard. Is a traditional place. It's a wet area where you want to use something that is easy to clean and is beautiful and is decorative. People are using ceramic tile outdoors.
All right, let's talk about the Italians and how they're doing in the U.S. as far as consumption is concerned. For a long time, the Italians have been the leader from a dollar perspective. More Italian tile is consumed in the U.S. than any other foreign country. Can you still say that today?
Well, Italian tiles are still the dollar leaders in this country, and they sell a lot. And this year, the first 2 months of the year, imports of ceramic tile went up almost 15%. So they're doing quite well. They're doing quite well, and we expect it's going to be a good year for them and for everybody else.
Well, one of the things that's happened in the last year is Mohawk has bought, I believe, the largest Italian manufacturer of ceramic tile, the Marazzi Group. Talk a little bit about that.
Mohawk made a brilliant move by taking over Marazzi for a couple of reasons. First of all, Marazzi is a company with 3 factories in the United States, very modern factories, and a good position in the market and in the residential segment of the market. Dull Tile, division of Mohawk, for years has been always struggling to enter the residential, and they're much stronger in the commercial. So in this way, first of all, is completing the whole array of products and is being able to cater in both markets, so covering the whole market. And the second reason is Marazzi is very strong abroad and is a main player in Russia, and where the model of Marazzi in Russia is very similar to the model of Dull Tile in this country, with a lot of either company-owned stores or franchise store like this, so they have a very large distribution. And in this way, Mohawk is becoming really a world player in the ceramic tile business.
You know, Donato, you're the source for us for a lot of our statistical information, and I know you look at the market from many different ways. Would you say that in the U.S. market, now with this acquisition, Mohawk has about 50% of the market?
Yeah, they ended up with 50% of the market. One of the questions people would ask, well, 50% of the market, they're going to have a monopoly here. And the answer is no, because there's so much competition in this market that nobody has a monopoly. And every day there are new companies coming in, new products coming in. Ceramic tile is like fashion. Every season you have to come with a new product because it follows the decor of the house. And therefore, you can be here today and gone tomorrow if you don't follow the fashion of the market. So this very competitive market, regardless of the fact that one company may have a large share of the market.
So Donato, as you look at your numbers and you look at projections, do you think this growth in the U.S. is going to continue for several years?
I expect the market for ceramic tile to grow for the next 2 years, double digit, and then we will see. It depends. The growth of the housing market may slow down somewhat because, after all, the consumer doesn't have that much money yet. It may slow down a little bit in the third year. And there is a need, a demand for housing, and we have to go back to a normal of 1.2, 1.3, 1.4 housing starts per year. We will not go back so quickly to over 2 million that we had in 2006. That was really an exaggeration.
Okay, great, Donato. It's good to spend time with you. Thanks for sharing those numbers with us. Look forward to listening to your presentation on Wednesday. So we've been talking to Donato Grosser, a consultant to the Italian Ceramics Association, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaLA.net.